Oh, got lots of troubles. They talked to you this afternoon about Selma.
Had anyone talked to me?
Yeah.
No, they have not.
Well, this is just between you and me. I don't want to go any further, and I know you won't. I don't want to involve
right,
you,
and I
don't want to involve you, and I don't want to. I just want some good advice. This fella sent out wires all over the United States, King has, asking everybody to come in there for the march tomorrow. And 50 Protestant ministers from Washington, D.C., for instance, chartered an airplane. They're getting ready to go, and they're flying in and coming by bus and everything else from all over the country. We had Buford Ellington talk to George Wallace. Mm-hmm. Our basic difficulty is we have no communication with Wallace at all. We don't know how to talk to him, and I think he feels kind of, you know, left out, and we kind of feel like it. We're not close enough to talk, and so.
May I say something very confidential?
Yeah.
I think one thing there is, you remember what he did at the University of Alabama?
Yeah.
After they had admitted that student at Oxford and sent in the federal troops.
Yeah.
Why, and he had a court order to admit one at the University of Alabama. He went there and stood in the doorway and wouldn't let anybody come in until the federal troops.
Yeah.
In other words, he wanted to show the people of Alabama he fought to the bitter end. See what I mean?
That's right.
That's what you're up against down there.
Now, Buford talked to him, and it looks like he wants a way out because this is getting pretty bad from their standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like King wants a way out. It's getting pretty bad from his standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
He's concerned about safety and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a dangerous thing, as you and I know.
It is a dangerous thing. It is.
So they have about come to the conclusion with King, Attorney General has,
mm-hmm.
that he will join King as a friend of the court and ask one of the Alabama judges to enjoin the state from interfering with a peaceful march that is constitutional,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't in any way endanger public safety. A single march maybe for a mile or two and ride buses the rest of the way or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
The judge would put any conditions on it that he thought desirable.
Mm-hmm.
If he granted the injunction, they don't know, but
mm-hmm.
King has filed a suit at 2:00.
We did?
Yeah.
Wait, you filed it?
I don't know.
You know?
I don't know. The Attorney General thinks that he's joined in a good many other cases, voting cases and others, as a friend of the court, and he thinks he could do that. Then he wants the Attorney General to come down there with Governor Collins to try to get him under the law to mediate the thing and meet with the city fathers and have some kind of agreement on getting the sheriff to quit interfering and molesting him.
Mm-hmm.
He says that federal presence, their interest, federal interest. He told the Washington Post that he talked to me and told me about the problems of this march, and I just sat there passively and showed no interest.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's not correct. He didn't talk to me about the march, but of course I'm concerned about it.
Sure.
Both sides, and I do have an interest, a deep interest, mm-hmm. and a deep interest in nobody getting hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the way he feels. They think. The Attorney General and Governor Ellington and Bill Moyers thinks we ought to do that. A, join as a friend of the court, and B, send Ramsey Clark instead of the Attorney General and Governor Collins, both of them being Southerners and both of them
mm-hmm.
being quiet, careful men, and just as observers. They do nothing else. They just try to say to them, I told him that I had a little doubt about joining as a friend of the court because it looked like I might be advocating a goddamn march. I don't want to do that.
That's your trouble now.
And if every time he wants a march, I go in and tell a judge that I want you to join the local officials. It may look like I'm stirring up these marches. And they say, well, that's right. But if you don't do it, you get a lot of killings, and they say, what did you do? And you didn't do anything, and we have not very much of an alternative. Well, I've told them to go back and tell King and tell the governor. Buford's talking to one, and the attorney general's talking to the other. That we would be glad to have Mr. Doar, who's assistant attorney general there. He's already down there. We'd have him there, and we'd send Governor Collins, because under the law, he's supposed to do these things.
He's supposed to mediate.
He's supposed to mediate.
Yeah.
But we didn't. We had some doubt about going into the court, and that'd give me another 30 minutes. And then I thought I'd better talk to you, well, or John.
Seems to me that the court should be foreign to stay out of that court if it can, in a way that would look like they'd make think that you really were encouraging it. You take lead in it.
That's what I'm going to do. But on that's it. But now suppose I get down, though, to where I have no alternative except to go into the court or to let the thing go.
Then you've got a hell of a dilemma.
Yes, it is.
Huh?
Yeah.
A hell of a dilemma.
I have them like that all day here, all day long. I have them to send the Marines in yesterday. They said that if you don't send them in, they're going to destroy all your airplanes. You'll have no security for your boys. If you do send them in, they say the Marines are coming. That's in Vietnam.
Yeah. You got a fellow down there, that damn little Wallace. What he's seeking to do, you see, is to make it appear that he held out to the very bitter end. Thank God that he wouldn't yield one inch. And only the superior forces, just as at the University of Alabama. He knew after that girl was, that boy was admitted over that University of Mississippi, they're going to be admitted to that University of Alabama. He had a court order that affects. You see, you didn't need any federal troops to do that, but he just wanted to make a showing by standing at that doorway. That's what you're up against, Mr. President. That's a hell of a decision they have to make, though. Because when you move in there, then the people down home got to think, well, my God, he just moved in there and took over for this king.
Well, I don't know, but you got our own judge, and he's going to do what's right.
Well, that's true.
We're not saying anything, except we just say we're a friend of the court, and we'd like for you to write some rules here for this thing. Mm-hmm. And I imagine the judge, I don't imagine there's a judge down there that wouldn't be fairly fair about it and be common sense. And if I were a judge, I'd say, if the law is on my side, I'm not enough lawyer to know anything about it. But if I had any law, I'd say you all go out here now and march 3 or 4 miles on the shoulder of the road, and we'll give you police protection, and you get in the bus and ride on up Montgomery, and you get to town, we'll let you march there on the sidewalk, close to the sidewalk, and just out of the street, and you can march 2 miles there, and that's it. That's what I'd do if I was a judge, if I had the law on my side. If they got the law on their side, I don't know. I guess you do have a right to march down the road.
Well, I suppose that's true.
Hmm? But I would imagine that the judge, federal judge, that's where it is, that he's going to have sense enough that he's going to put some conditions. At least the attorney general thinks he will. The attorney general thinks that the judge will sit down with the Doar and with the state people and try to work out something that...
Some rules.
Well, it says that Buford, I think, kind of suggested that he had a solution, or some of them, and that thing to do is let them march a mile or two and get in the bus and go on over. But I think the governor kind of thought that would show he is weak, and unless he was ordered to do it by the court, well, he didn't much want to let him march at all.
Well, it looks like he put you in a fix then where you got to have some kind of court order, is that it?
Well, it is now, yeah. Yeah, that is. And they're all coming in there, and the trouble is you get the Dean Sayers and these preachers in there, you see, and then you get the Bull Connors, and they go to throwing those billy clubs.
Oh, yeah.
And then they say, well, where was the president? Why didn't he do something?
Prevent this horrible thing.
Well, I don't think we know the answer, and you think about it. I just...
I will if anything can come to my knowledge.
I know what you... you feel about it like I do, and I just don't know what's best to do. I guess we just have to see.
Well, the trouble is, you're dealing with a fellow, your governor down there, that's, as I say, he just wants to say, oh, God, he died for the cause. He stayed there to the bitter end. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just what he did at the University of Alabama. He put himself in that doorway until those federal troops came in there. Well, he knew damn good well that order was going to be carried out, and there was no sense he's going over there. But he's just demagoguing for the people of Alabama. He wants no truth. And that's what he's doing here right now, which makes it so darn hard on you.
Well, we've got to do what's right. And I guess the right thing is to try to keep down the disturbance at almost any cost.
You might have some folks, a lot of folks might get killed down there.
Oh, yeah, I have no doubt.
I know that.
This thing gets out of hand awful easy on this subject.
It sure does. They get awfully excited down there. Awfully excited.
Thank you.
And if you had that court order, why, you'd have that would be something to stand on.
Yeah, I think that's what I'll do. Thank you, my friend.
All right. Bye. Sorry I can't help you.
All right, bye.
All right. Bye-bye.